Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayah. Welcome back to the podcast. I really hope that you have been keeping well and staying safe inshallah. So welcome to yet another episode for this entire Ramadan, which we will be discussing ways how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah. But of course, today I am not alone. I'm here with a very, 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 very good friend. Pre-COVID friend, actually. And she is none other than Sarah. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam. Warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Alhamdulillah.
And how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, doing good. I think Ramadan is a really, really special month for us to do special things and for us to become special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah.
So perhaps you can introduce a little bit about yourself.
Okay, assalamualaikum everyone.
Assalamualaikum.
Listeners to Notes from Nur Hidayah As podcast. I'm Sarah Ishaq. I'm a coding educator to students between the ages of 10 and 12. I also like to think myself as a creative person by passion, stringing words together, capturing moments that matter to witness the beauty of this world for Allah, by Allah.
Inshallah, beautiful introduction to yourself. But inshallah, we're going to learn a little bit more about you when we discuss about today's topic lah.
Yes.
So as I've mentioned earlier, today's topic is yet again to discuss about the ways how we can attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the many is to actually acknowledge all of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I think when we speak about wanting to attain the love of Allah, it's always, you know, we have this mindset like, oh, I need to do big things. Mm. You know, I need to take a big step to actually attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But actually as simple as acknowledging the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is actually a step towards attaining His love, inshallah. Mm. So I think maybe we can start off our conversation today by thinking about what are the blessings, you know, in our everyday that we tend to overlook. Do you have any thoughts on that?
My heart that still beats, my mind that still thinks, and my eyes that still see. Every morning when I wake up, these are the things or the blessings that I don't or doesn't require any effort from me or no obvious effort that I need to do. So these are just a few blessings that I tend to overlook personally because I don't even have to do anything about it when I wake up. I can already see the world. My heart has been beating throughout the night, right? My mind will straight away think of things that I need to do. We know that it is 100% from Allah's mercy. And this is such huge favors from Him.
Yeah, definitely. I think every single day when we wake up in the morning, just the idea of waking up in itself is a blessing from Allah. And one thing that I always remind myself is, you know, when I wake up in the morning, yes, we can practice gratitude. Like, okay, alhamdulillah, thank you Allah for this life. Thank you Allah for the roof on top of my head. Thank you Allah for the loved ones that are, you know, sharing this house with me. But there are so many things that we overlook. For example, you know, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for oxygen. Like, we don't wake up in the morning saying, ya Allah, thank you for oxygen.
Yes.
We don't wake up in the morning saying, ya Allah, thank you for allowing the sun to rise today. Ya Allah, thank you for the clouds that continue to decorate the skies. These are the things that we don't always, you know, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, for all of these things. Which also reminds us that while we become grateful for so many things, there are so many other things that we have yet to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Was there ever a day that you realized, like, oh, I have taken, you know, something for granted, but actually it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
I would say not a day, but it could probably be every day. Alhamdulillah, I'm physically well. So that's when the chances are higher for me personally to actually overlook these blessings. I have functional hands. I have legs that can move. I have to make sure that I use them well for good things, for good reason that brings Allah's pleasure.
Love. I really love the part where you see using the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that is really how we can show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our gratitude. Part of just saying, you know, alhamdulillah, being appreciative of these things, to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are grateful for what He has blessed us with, we use it for good. And speaking about blessing, I think you might know from the Quran, Allah also says, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Like, if you were to enumerate every single blessing that Allah has given you, definitely you cannot count them. It's just a lot, it's just too much. However, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be grateful for it, right? It means that, okay, there's so much that we can be grateful for, that it means that every single day I can be a little bit more grateful than yesterday, inshallah. But having said so, I think we also want to acknowledge that there are moments where it can get really challenging to practice gratitude, right? Don't you think so? So I'm wondering if you have ever experienced that, and if there are any challenges on that path, you know, how do you actually overcome?
What I can say is that right now, I do have dreams and duas that are still not manifested yet. And I think I probably won't be the only one, right? All of us do have our own dreams, wishes that we want to see come true in this life. There's probably a few duas that I've been making for a very, very long time. So this is where the challenge comes in. To be grateful. I hope that what I'm going to share, it could relate to you listeners right now who may also be waiting for a dua to be answered. I would like to think that I did put in some kind of effort to try and make things happen. This is where the challenge to be grateful or to be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jumps in. But I also want to believe that I can do more. Like you said earlier on, there can always be something that we can be grateful for a little bit more every single day. As day goes by, I just feel like I can still do more from my end to make these dreams come true sooner, you know? And I hope that Allah will look at it as a form of tawakkul from me. We do know that tawakkul is putting in the effort, and then we leave the rest to Allah. We leave the results to Allah. We leave the outcome to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means we don't have to actually be concerned so much about the results. We just have to focus on what we can do as Allah's servant. So when I remind myself of this, it helps me to put my trust in Allah more and more. Allah also mentioned, I think in Surah Ali Imran, verse 159, whereby he said that indeed Allah loves those who trust in Him. By building my trust in Him through this way, I hope that I can attain Allah's love. So I would say that my path towards being a grateful servant or to show gratitude to Allah would be something that's indirect, whereby I think I need to put some work through tawakkul first and then have my trust in Allah. Then I probably would be grateful to Allah, because when I put my trust in Allah, that means that I know that Allah knows the best, what's best for me, and I probably would never know. There might be chances that I will never ever know what's best for me and you and for all of you listeners there.
MashaAllah, I think that really is beautiful. You took it from a perspective of relating it to what's to come. I think when we always talk about gratitude, we would think that, oh, it's about all of the things that Allah has given us previously or what we are experiencing at this moment in time. But it's realizing that the more gratitude that I practice, it can actually unlock more of my journeys in the future. So you related it to dreams, you related it to du'as, and you also related it to tawakkul, right? Having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that really adds up. Because I was just thinking, you know, as you were sharing, the fact that, you know, one of the ways to attain the pleasure of Allah is actually through gratitude. It allows us to realize that as I continue to be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much previously, right now. Yes, there are a lot more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has yet to fulfill our du'as, right? Our dreams, all of the things that we wish to achieve in this life and in the hereafter, inshallah. But when you begin to be grateful, you also begin to realize that if Allah can make a lot of things happen, you know, for the past 20 years, for the past 30 years, then what more the next 30 years onwards? It continues to like ground you, strengthen you, and build on your trust, you know, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if He can make so many things happen, what more the many things that has yet to happen in the near future? And of course, everything happens in Allah's best time,
yes,
in His best plans. And sometimes things do happen, you know, out of the blue, out of our own expectations. And I think personally, when that happens, that is where you begin to realize, oh, no wonder my du'as weren't answered 10 years ago. No wonder things didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be, because it had to turn out to be better than what I asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude really is humbling. And I'm sure it's something that you have experienced as well.
Everyone else too, you. And now that it's Ramadan, I'm pretty sure we are all gaming up our du'as to make them come true sooner.
Inshallah, right? Inshallah. So make full use of Ramadan to get your du'as, you know, sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Okay, now, speaking about gratitude, right, I think it's also important that it's not just a journey of our own. Like, yes, I practice gratitude. I become a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of the process is to also show appreciation.
Mm.
Like showing appreciation to the people around us. Right, reminding them that we are grateful to them.
Mm.
Because we can say every single day, oh, I am grateful for Sarah. For example, right? I'm grateful for Sarah, which I am lah. For example, eh, which I am. But, you know, I can continue to tell myself I'm grateful for Sarah. But Sarah has no idea that I am grateful for her. And I think this is where showing appreciation is really important so that you let that person know, okay, I'm grateful for your existence.
Mm.
I am grateful that you are here. I'm grateful that you are on today's podcast episode. Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Basically, don't tell the person when the person has passed away.
Yes.
Right?
As long as the person is still around, please. Yes. Eh?
The person is still present, that's when you give flowers. The person is present, that's when you give kind words.
Mm-mm.
And that's when you do good actions or good deeds to make things easier for them in any way.
Definitely. Mm. So don't delay, I guess, gratitude. Yeah. Don't delay showing appreciation. But speaking about that, how can we actually encourage others to appreciate the blessings in their lives? I think, you know, we're all human. There'll be times where we do need reminders from other people. And we also have a part to actually remind others to be grateful. So if you were to be in that position, how would you remind others to be grateful?
Firstly, I would say what we can try to do is to think of how my life would be without it.
Mm.
So you can put anything in, fill anything in the blanks. For example, without my functioning hands, I can't hug my loved ones.
Mm.
Okay, without my sight, I can't see Allah's beautiful creations, the blue sky. These are the obvious blessings, the examples that I've just shared. Naturally, we have them. So we tend to overlook, again, back to the first question earlier on, how is our life going to look like without it? You know? The second one is to remember that Allah chose you. With these hands that we have, we need to take every opportunity to do good that can touch a person's heart. With these eyes, witness Allah's beautiful creations and say Alhamdulillah. And with this tongue, exercise it to speak kind words that could probably make someone else's day a little bit better. And also don't forget, with this tongue, of course, we can practice remembering him, more zikr, especially during Ramadan, and bring joy to others.
And because you have made that person's day better, they can in turn also be grateful for that. Like, you know, ya Allah, Sarah, I've been having a difficult day today, but thank God, Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah sent you to make my day better. You shared beautifully about how we can be proactive in encouraging people to be grateful, because it really won't work when we tell people, hey, you need to be grateful today. Like, hey, are you grateful today? You know, are you grateful for me? Are you grateful for all of the things that you have given? You know, prompts like that might not be helpful because it's not encouraging.
Mm.
But showing the way, reminding them in this manner that you have shared, I think it's really, really beautiful. And it is, in fact, effective when we try to put it to action, lah, inshallah. Maybe if I can also add just one more point from my thoughts would be, it is also important perhaps to share the benefits of being grateful. Like there are, you know, many scientific findings about being grateful. But if you take a look at the Quran through the narrations of Prophet, you also see that there is so much more benefit as to when we practice gratitude. And when we know the benefits, I think that is where we begin to be a little bit more inspired to want to be grateful each day, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I think it's as simple as what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for us to be grateful, right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in favor. So that increase could be that inspiration for all of us. But of course, there are so many more reminders from the Quran and the Hadith as well. So Alhamdulillah, we have covered all the things that we want to chat about today. However, I didn't prep you for this, but I have two bonus questions for you.
Okay,
if that is okay. The first one would be, is there like a favorite quote or Quranic verse or Hadith of the Prophet that you love, that you hold on to, that you always go back to when you're in need of motivation and inspiration?
Oh, mashallah, I love this question.
I know you would. That's why I was asking you.
Yes. Whether it be Quran or Hadith,
anything. Mashallah. Okay, yeah.
So for Quran, this, when you were asking me, this
straight away
just came into my head. So the first one, actually there's two.
Okay.
The first one is Surah Mulk, 67, Ayah 13, I think. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. It means, indeed Allah knows what's in our hearts. And the second one would be Surah Qaf, I think it's chapter 50, verse 16, which says that we, which means Allah, we are closer to them than their jugular vein. So we all know that our jugular vein is like right here.
Yeah.
It's so super duper close. And there's no one in this earth that's closer
to us
than this jugular vein.
MashaAllah.
So these two verses, they remind me that Allah is always, always there. Whenever I fell into this mindset whereby I feel like Allah is not there, Allah is not listening, when actually He's asami, it's foolish of me, or it's silly of me actually, to be thinking like that of Him.
Yeah.
And that brings me to another hadith. This is like, naturally, it came to another hadith. Whereby, I think it's hadith Qudsi, whereby Allah is who we assume Him, or we think of Him. Allah is how we think of Him.
Mm-hmm.
If we think that Allah is near us, it means Allah is near us. If we think that Allah is listening to our du'as, it means Allah is listening to our du'as. If we think that it is really easy for Allah to answer our du'as, to make our dreams come true, and actually it really is easy for Allah, we need to remember that. We don't have the power to do that, but when we make our du'as, right, sometimes it feels so hard, like we have been making these du'as for years, but why is it not happening? It feels so hard on us, but actually remember that it's so easy for Allah. So probably it's not the best timing yet, and we have to trust in Allah's plans and His wisdom.
MashaAllah, thank you for sharing that. I think it's really soulful, and it's really something that is close, literally lah. Macam, it's something that is close to you, and also in the contents of these verses and these hadiths, it's really something that is close to us. So that's Surah Al-Mulk, that's Surah Qaf, and also a hadith Qudsi about Allah is what we think of Him.
Mm.
So last question for today. If there is any message that you can tell the listeners, anything, be it related to today's topic or just something that you really want to say, what would that be?
Allah loves you. Allah chooses you. Allah forgives you. I would say that these are the best three words that I could say to someone, more than I loving that person, because I'm powerless. But if I do love you, I know that you are in Allah's perfect care.
MashaAllah. And actually, I think from my POV to listen to that is really beautiful as well. I think the greatest love will always come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is why, you know, our episode today is speaking about attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that sums up beautifully. So thank you so much for being here on the episode.
Thank you, Hidayah, for inviting
me. Alhamdulillah, I really hope you have enjoyed your time.
You too.
On this episode. Of course, I really enjoy speaking with friends, including yourself. Alhamdulillah, we have also come to the end of our conversation today. I really hope that you have found some form of benefit from our conversation, inshallah. And I hope that this Ramadan episodes will continue to accompany you throughout this blessed month, inshallah. So take care, everyone. Hope you tune in to the next one. And assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.